Right now, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat patients with COVID-19, but there are a few off-label and experimental drugs that local physicians are trying out. WBUR's Barbara Moran has been talking to infectious disease experts at Boston Hospitals and is here with us now to tell us what she's learned. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Bob.
So I want to be very clear about this to start. So far, there are no drugs that are proven to work against this coronavirus, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's the point that doctors kept making over and over when I spoke with them. They want to offer patients some hope, but they don't want to make things worse. Daniel Karitskis is chief of infectious disease at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he says this lack of data puts doctors in a really difficult position.
We don't want to be throwing the kitchen sink at folks using therapies that are otherwise unproven. There's always the risk of side effects from any medication. And it's important that we develop firm scientific and medical evidence that drugs work or don't work.
So that being said, there's a couple drugs in the pipeline here in Boston and also being tried out in some local hospitals. The drugs generally do one of two things. They either stop the spread of the virus in the body or else they reduce the inflammation once the disease really kicks in.
Well, let's start with this, stopping the spread of the virus in the body, because we've heard President Trump and others talk about a drug called remdesivir. Tell us about that.
Yeah, everybody's talking about this drug. It's an experimental drug made by a company called Gilead, and it was originally invented to combat Ebola. It didn't work as well as some other drugs for that, but it turned out to work against SARS and MERS, which are somewhat similar to this coronavirus. And here's what remdesivir does. It interferes with how the virus replicates in cells. So if it works against this virus, it might help stop it from spreading so much in the body and making people really sick.
So you said if it works. It sounds promising, but can people actually get this drug?
Well, Bob, yes and no. It's being tested in clinical trials all over the world, and it just started up in some hospitals in Boston. Mass General, Beth Israel, Brigham and Women's, and now Tufts is just starting up.
So how long is this going to last? When will they know if it works?
Well, probably not for a couple months at least. There is a monitoring board that looks at the data as it comes in. And if it turns out that the drug is really effective or really dangerous, then they'll stop the trials early. But Bob, I want to say one word of caution about remdesivir, which all the doctors said to me. It's an antiviral medication. So what it does is it slows down or stops how the virus propagates through the body. So that's good if it works, but it may not be the super helpful thing for patients who are already really sick, because what's hurting the really sick patients is inflammation, the body's own immune response. I spoke with Tamar Barlum. She's a physician at Boston Medical Center and runs their section on infectious disease.
A lot of the damage is because of the patient's own over-exuberant inflammatory response. And so we're trying to figure out, can we soften that so that they don't end up hurting themselves in a sense?
Well, there are drugs out there that fight inflammation. So aren't there any that help for COVID-19?
Well, again, there's no drugs approved by the FDA or scientifically tested specifically for COVID-19. But some area hospitals, including BMC, Tufts, the Brigham, and MGH, are using this drug you might have heard of called hydroxychloroquine.
Which the president was talking about. It's the malaria drug.
That's right, the malaria drug, right. So it's a relative of chloroquine, and that's the malaria drug that's been around for almost 100 years. Hydroxychloroquine is a version that's more available in the U.S., and it's been approved by the FDA for treating rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And it works on those diseases because it reduces inflammation. And it might also have some antiviral effects. Here's Tamar Barlum again on why they're using it at Boston Medical Center.
There was some anecdotal clinical data at places that had already had a fair number of COVID cases. And although no drug is completely safe, overall it's a relatively safe drug.
So Barlum says what they really want is some scientific data that shows whether this drug works or not. And there are some trials going on, but none that I heard of in Boston.
So aside from this drug and remdesivir, are there any other experimental drugs being tested here in Boston?
Yeah, there is one that is entering clinical trials in Boston. It's an arthritis drug, and it's called serolumab. It's an antibody that might help suppress this runaway immune response. Again, no proof the drug works against this coronavirus, but they recently launched some clinical trials, including one at Tufts Medical Center, to see if it might help patients with COVID-19.
What about all the biotech firms in the Boston area? What are they working on?
Well, there's companies all over the world rushing to find new treatments for COVID-19, including Biogen in Cambridge. But you have to remember that if a drug is brand new, it still has to go through all that basic safety testing. So it could mean months or years before it gets on the market. One last thing I want to add, every doctor I spoke with said, don't self-medicate, right? You might have heard that a man recently died after taking a type of chloroquine that's used to treat aquarium fish. So all of these drugs have side effects and can interact with other drugs in very dangerous ways. Here's some wise words from Debbie Puchaka. She's an infectious disease doctor at Tufts. She says the best thing to do doesn't involve any medication.
The best way to beat this virus is what everybody's talking about, right? Social distancing, wash your hands, don't touch your face, don't go to work or be around people if you're ill. And if you see somebody who's sick, stay away from them.
Which is the advice we've been getting for weeks now. And I guess it's still the best advice, Barbara.
It is, Bob.
Barbara Moran is a reporter and editor here at WBUR. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.